escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
High noon in the District of Columbia. And 2 hours till vacation. You're listening right. to B. Mitch and Finley. B. Mitch holding it down in Raleigh, North Carolina, visiting his family for the holiday. Couple of grandbabies, heck. How many?
Nightdale, baby, Nightdale.
Nightdale. Shout out to Nightdale. There are six between sons, son-in-law's daughters with you down there? Six? I get the math right?
Yeah, it will be six, five, because Aaliyah had to work.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, we hope the Mitchell clan has a blast down there. I want to have this conversation because everybody's ranking movies. I mean, talk about peak summer content. And ranking sports movies has become a popular thing. And I think there's just so many good ones. I'm not necessarily here to rank them. I just want to talk about them and let folks on the phones weigh in on them. But, B, I wanted to let you start with your favorite.
Favorite of all time?
Yeah.
This may not hit a lot of people's radar, but I had this book when I was a young kid. I was told the story about Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo. And it had the little book, Brian's Song. And finally got a chance to see the movie in black and white. And I just liked the whole story. It was at a time when you didn't have great race relations in the United States, but those two guys and their wives became very, very cool with each other. It just shows you how sports can overcome just about anything. So I love that movie, mostly because the name was Brian's Song. But after I learned the story and then meeting people from different backgrounds as I went through the NFL, went to high school, college, It made me understand more about what the movie was about, you know. But then when you start looking at some of these other movies out there, I like Horse Racing, so Seabiscuit and Secretariat are two good ones as well. White Men Can't Jump.
I love White Men
Can't Jump. Was the funniest damn movie. It gave you everything.
It's even beyond funny, though. It's like, for me, that's the one movie when I stumble upon it, like I'm going to watch it till the end.
Yeah.
It'll be up all night. It's just, it's compelling and like sucks you in a way that, because it's funny you brought up, you know, race relations. Like that's a major component of White Men Can't Jump.
It is.
L.A. in the early 90s. Like it was just, But Brian's Song, I don't know that everybody knows what it's even about, right? Brian Piccolo on the Bears.
Yeah, he had, polio, I think it was. He ended up getting a medical scare and couldn't play anymore. But that relationship between he and Gale Sayers is what basically just takes you all the way to the end. I guess at a time when you wouldn't expect to see two people of different backgrounds really, really being there for each other is exactly what you saw. And I've always felt being in a locker room, on a football field, going through the stuff we go through together, nobody gives a damn about what your color is at that point. It's all about I can depend on you, you can depend on me. And if you're dealing with something, I'm dealing with something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And I think that movie depicts that to the T.
I'm with you. It's a great, great, great
sports
movie.
I thank my mama for giving me that book when I was a young kid.
That's cool, so, man.
Yes.
Did Billy Dee Williams play Gale Sayers?
Yeah, Billy Dee Williams played him.
Yep. I mean, what a G that dude is.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, does he still have that mustache, I wonder? what's Billy Dee Williams' name in the Star Wars movies, Landfill? Hondo?
No, Lando.
Lando. Lando Calrissian. What a
it would
G,
be
man.
Lando, so Landfill could take – I'm just messing with you.
All right, I don't have a list, and I don't – like, I'm also not excluding anything, right? But I just thought of movies that came to mind for me when I start thinking best sports movies.
Right.
I love Rudy.
Yep.
All the players go in and throw their jerseys down. It's absurd, but it's terrific. Remember the Titans is truly a fantastic movie.
Hell yeah. I love that movie.
My boy Charlie Boy, that's his favorite movie ever. I always think of Charlie when I think of Remember the Titans. Hoosiers.
Yep.
I want the ball. I'll make the shot. I mean, Jimmy Chitwood, so good. Friday Night Lights. The TV show was good, but the movie, I've also read that book. If you're into either the book or the movie, have you watched that, B? I think you'd really enjoy it.
Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to win, let Booby spin. I loved Days of Thunder. Tom Cruise, probably, again, early 90s NASCAR.
NASCAR, yep.
Yeah. Apparently, Tom Cruise is talking about remaking a Days of Thunder 2, kind of like how he did with Top Gun. You got me.
As I started thinking about these movies, Jay, I realized I watch a lot of sport movies.
Yo, me too, B. It's funny, like, some of my boys are into, like, you know, sci-fi or comic books. And even as a kid, with the video games, I was never into that
sci-fi
stuff.
Sci-fi can kick rocks.
Yo, recognizing that, like, White Men Can't Jump is a fiction, but it's also like a fiction depicting something. Like, I'm not here for dragons and dudes with foreheads and stuff. It's just not for me.
I don't need that.
White Men Can't Jump, we discussed. Just an absolute banger. Happy Gilmore. I love that movie.
That's a good one. Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. Phenomenal movie. The original Major League with Charlie Sheen and Joe Boo and everything is so good. Moneyball, fantastic. I read that book, too. If you ever read the book's better than the movie, which is almost always the case.
Mm.
Field of Dreams is...
Somebody just gave me a book by the guy who started up PXG Golf.
Oh, that's cool.
So I got to read that. He was actually in the military. You know, you hear a lot of people going around saying, I do this because of the military. This guy was actually in the military.
Yeah, a lot of stolen valor out there.
Yeah.
Varsity Blues, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. Texas high school football, Texas forever. I love the original Rocky. I think it's one of the best. I think the original Rocky actually won Best Picture. And then I love the Creed movies, too. I always watch them on planes. You know, B, you know my thing on planes. I get emotional. I don't know why. There's a weird... Something happens in my brain. It's this real thing.
You guys not getting on airplanes and crying, dog.
You can Google it. It's a real thing, B.
Bro, I don't know about all that, Jay.
I think it was Creed 2, where he had a baby girl coming and realized his dad wasn't there. I started bawling on an airplane.
Because that depicts your real life, dog.
I know.
So you don't need to read no book and Google nothing. If stuff – like, when I watched Boys in the Hood.
Oh, yeah.
I had a buddy that was killed. Brother, I had a buddy that was killed. And when they – as soon as they shot with Ricky in the – running down the – whatever.
Right before he's going to USC.
I was sitting there with Mike. I broke down crying. And she didn't know what the hell I was crying about because I was thinking about my boy. So if you go through stuff that help you remember something that you lived, it will bring some emotion out of you.
For sure.
But it's not just going to happen just because.
Well, but, B, I'm telling you, with me on the airplanes, it happens just because. I one time started crying at Transporter 2. Like, that wasn't emotional. It was just, there's like something weird going on with the oxygen in my brain.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm telling you.
Landfill, he just telling us what we all know. He's weird.
That's true.
All right, you want to... Landfill, you got a favorite?
Yeah, I got some movies. The best sports movie ever is Remember the Titans.
It's great.
I feel like Mighty Ducks is probably number two. Ooh,
Mighty Ducks is really good. Mm. I need to watch that with the kids.
Great movie. Caddyshack is amazing, and so is Moneyball.
Yep. Caddyshack.
Bad News Bears was another one out there.
I've never seen it.
Which one, B?
Bad News Bears.
Yo, the original, like the 70s.
Some of these movies I named was out in the 70s. Some of these movies I named was in the 70s and stuff like that.
Well, dude, I like, yo, Bad News Bears, like the original 70s, 80s, whenever that was version. Is it Walter? What's that old grumpy dude's name? Walter Matthau? I think that's him. He was the
that
coach.
That sounds familiar.
And The Longest Yard. The original Longest Yard. The remake Longest Yard is good. The original one is hard. Like, it's very different. Those are good-ass movies. Bad News Bears is definitely good, man. I think, all right. Miracle, a lot of people talking about Miracle.
Yeah.
Necessary Roughness, when my man's all juiced up, starting defense, and he starts headbutting car windows in the parking lot. All right.
Tin Cup.
Tin Cup's a classic.
Hoop Dreams.
Hoop Dreams, but that's like a documentary. But yes.
Still.
Yeah. All right, we got people that want to talk movies. Let's start with Mike in D.C. Mike, what's your favorite sports movie, dog?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me on. You guys named a bunch of excellent ones. By the way, I totally agree with you on Moneyball book. Way, way better than the movie. I can't say it's my top, but it's an obscure one that everyone forgets about. The Program.
Oh, yeah.
That football movie has one of the greatest sports lines of all time when Omar Epps gets decked and James Caan walks out and says, "Are you hurt or are you injured?"
There you go, baby.
And he's like, "What's the difference, coach?" And he goes, "If you're hurt, you can keep playing."
Dude, The Program. I just mixed up Necessary Roughness with The Program, and my apologies. Necessary Roughness is also good. Sinbad's in it. Kathy Ireland's the kicker. But
Scott Bakula, I think, is in that.
Yeah, Scott Bakula for sure. But The Program, dude, between the juicing that's going on.
The Program I didn't like, I'm going to tell you why. They went overboard with it. They tried to accentuate stereotypes. And every time I see anything like that with sports, it pisses me off.
Fair enough.
There's nobody doing as much as that Program showed you.
Well, and I thought Any Given Sunday, which I like a lot, did the same thing. Like, some of these sports movies just go way too far over the top. You know what I'm saying?
There's non-sports people writing the damn movie.
Right. Hey, great call, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
You know, speaking of Scott Bakula sports movies, did you ever see Major League 3 Back to the Minors?
I did not.
He was the coach of the Buzz. I believe the Salt Lake City Buzz. They were a minor league affiliate of the Twins, and then they eventually challenged the Twins to a game.
How'd that go?
I believe the Buzz ended up winning.
Wow.
Shout out to the Buzz. How do we feel about A League of Their Own?
Great movie.
It was good, man.
Great movie.
Yeah. Is it Gina Davis that was just nasty?
Yeah, Gina Davis, Madonna, Rosie O'Donnell.
Lori
Petty, I feel like, is her name. Tom Hanks, obviously.
Do you want me to sing the song or no? Because I know the song.
No, do it.
You can't sing, Jim.
Yo, the Madonna song that had a music video with A League of Their Own. This used to be my playground. Used to be.
Stop
this
right there.
Used to be Stop my right pride and
you
joy.
You are horrible, dog.
You remember that, Landfill? Let him know.
I don't remember the song, but I remember the movie.
All right, let's keep these phone lines going.
I guarantee you that movie is, that song's not that bad.
Maybe Landfill can find it. Eddie's in Stafford. Eddie, you made me a pie?
Yeah, I did. I hope you like the blueberry pie.
I love blueberry pie. Now, Eddie, you made this for Jeff, and I have
absconded
it.
I make you be Mitch of pie, too. I made it for you guys at the 106.7, the live event.
Yeah, I remember that. Remember me. Yes.
I do remember that.
Cool. So I hope you guys enjoy it, and I'll hook you up with the chocolate pie one day, JP.
All right.
With the crust.
My man.
And then you can tell people you cooked it, Jay.
Well, yeah, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Eddie, what's your favorite sports movie, dog?
I mean, I saw it the other day with my kids. It's still a standalone. I love Sandlot. That's one of my favorite movies. It's a great one for the kids, and it still holds up today. But I was thinking about the other movies you all talked about. I remember Wildcats. That was another one.
Is that Goldie Hawn?
Yeah, Wesley Snipes was in it. And,
yeah,
that was a good one.
That was good, dude. That's a good call. Thanks, Eddie. Thanks for the pie, bro.
All right, buddy. All right, have a great July 4th. Take care, guys.
You too, man. Happy 4th of July. Another one that we kind of forgot, Blind Side was really good.
Yep, it was. Yep.
But
all the stuff that has happened since Blind Side has taken away from it. It's like the whole movie was like a lie.
Yeah.
This
sounds nerdy to keep saying. The book is actually way better on that. Because it kind of studies, it studies more. Yeah, this movie I thought was kind of weird. Did you ever watch Vision Quest, the wrestling movie?
The what?
There's a movie about like not pro wrestling, but like dudes like trying to wrestle, like Greco-Roman or whatever it's called, like real wrestling.
Never seen that.
It's good, dude, but it's also kind of weird.
Jay, we got another little person here.
Oh, we got him on the stream. What's up, buddy? Yeah.
Say, what's up, Jay? Show him your muscles, Bryce.
Hey, buddy.
Show him your muscles.
Show me those muscles.
He normally throws his arms up like that.
There's a lot taken in here.
Oh, yeah.
Ask him his favorite movies.
Miss Rachel.
Miss Rachel, all right.
That's it.
I wonder what he's into. What's crazy is, he's, what, 60 months old or something?
Yep, 15.
Like, that kid will never experience movies like we did, where you, like, waited for him in the theater.
He'd probably be watching them as soon as they come out.
It'll all be on YouTube or on his phone or on.
There you go.
I mean, hell, he'll have the glasses. Who knows what he'll have?
Are we counting Dodgeball as a sports movie? Because that's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I like Dodgeball.
I think we can count that.
That was cool.
Dodgeball was funny. Duck, dodge, dive. Let's keep these phones
going. What about Heaven Can Wait?
Is that baseball? What's Heaven Can Wait?
The guy plays the backup quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. He's mistakenly taken to heaven, and he gets kind of like put back in the starting quarterback's body.
Wow.
I have not seen that, Landfill.
It's a great movie.
That's a lot of thinking, though.
What about
how you mistakenly get taken to heaven?
Well, the angel was new.
Somebody messed up.
Okay.
Right. They did a remake with Chris Rock like 20 years ago. That was a good one, too.
What was that one called?
Heaven Can Wait.
Okay. You know what movie was good? It was Kingpin, the bowling joint. I don't know if that's a sports movie, but it's very funny.
And it's bowling.
It's very dark, I guess would be the right word.
Well, some Kingpin movies are like mafia movies.
Yeah, nah, B, this one's all about bowling. Yeah.
Bees could probably tell us about it. He's probably in it.
Bees might have been in it. All right, we're taking all your calls. Best sports movies. It's the day before the 4th of July.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.